91X News.
It's 12 degrees and cloudy. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. A few dozen Air Canada workers are blowing whistles and horns in a noisy demonstration outside Montreal's Trudeau Airport. They're rallying against the federal government's decision to prevent them from going on strike, but they say they have no plan to disrupt operations and upset air travelers. Labour Minister Lisa Rayet is preparing back-to-work legislation in two disputes at the airline, which could be tabled in the Commons as soon as tomorrow. She referred the disputes involving pilots and ground crews to the Canada Industrial Relations Board last week to avert a threatened lockout and strike today. The Canadian Cancer Society is demanding Ottawa do more to address the urgent issue of drug shortages. Don Kelly of the Canadian Press has that story.
The Cancer Society says it's unacceptable that some cancer patients are finding themselves unable to get the drugs they need for their treatment. The problem of drug shortages has been increasing and escalated recently with the temporary shutdown of a Quebec plant that makes 90% of all injectable drugs used in Canada. The Cancer Society wants Ottawa to set up a mandatory listing of unavailable drugs and establish an early warning system to flag potential shortages. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
A 49-year-old man riding a motorcycle died at hospital after a car hit his bike north of Simcoe. Police say a car was turning left into a driveway near Waterford last night when it collided with the motorcycle. The bike rider's name has not been released, and the car driver received non-life-threatening injuries. A Toronto man is asking the courts to turf Mayor Rob Ford from office. Paul Madger alleges Ford has violated conflict of interest rules. The claim, which is yet to be proven or tested in court, accuses Ford of taking part in a council debate and voting on an issue that benefits him financially. The integrity commissioner had ordered the mayor to pay money back amid accusations that Ford misused city resources to solicit donations for his private football foundation. Madger has high-profile lawyer Clayton Ruby pursuing the action. There was no immediate response from the mayor. Violence between Gaza militants and Israel continues for a fourth day. The current violence erupted Friday when Israel killed the leader of a Palestinian militant group in an airstrike. Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat calls Israel's military airstrikes on Gaza immoral.
We condemn with the strongest possible term. This Israeli escalation on the Gaza Strip. Tens were killed and wounded. Many of them are civilians.
Israeli airstrikes have killed 23 Gazans, most of them militants. Ceasefire efforts by Egypt have so far been unsuccessful. Union members will rally outside Ingersoll Town Hall this evening before council decides whether to buy a backhoe built by Caterpillar. The company has closed a locomotive plant in London, and unions want Ingersoll to buy a different make. The Caterpillar machine, however, came in at the lowest bid. About 500 workers, including 16 from Ingersoll, lost their jobs when the London plant closed. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Austin Mackay with sports.
Thanks, Keenan. Belleville, it's time. The Yardman Arena will play host to a mixed martial arts fight card put on by Discipline MMA next month. Discipline MMA's Jay Peacock says a portion of ticket sales will go towards the Afghanistan Repatriation Memorial.
We're just trying to support that cause and bring the awareness throughout the province and the country, really, because the cause is amazing. You know, so many people fight for freedom every single day. It's the least we can do is to spread the awareness so more donations can be brought in.
Former UFC fighter Rich Clementi, as well as a slew of young Canadian fighters, will compete on the card. Tonight showcases Game 5 in the Empire League Finals. Picton hosts the Campbellford Rebels and look to fend off elimination as the Pirates trail in the series 3-1. News from the National Football League. The NFL has set the salary cap for next year's season. The new cap is $120.6 million. Up from last year's cap that was set at only $120 million. You can add baseball to a long list of sports vying for one spot in the 2020 Summer Olympics. Baseball and softball officials plan to formalize their plan to make a joint bid for Olympic reinstatement. Baseball and softball are competing with karate, roller sports, sports climbing, squash, wakeboard, and the martial art wushu. The IOC will hold its vote in September of 2013. Remember to send us your team or league scores by email, sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91x weather.
Another great day out there today. Increasing cloudiness and 60% chance of showers late this afternoon. The high is 12. Tonight, showers and a low of 7, with the temperature rising to 10 by the morning. Tuesday, showers ending in the morning, then clearing out, with some heavy winds in the afternoon and a high of 13. Wednesday, we'll see some sunshine with a low of +1 and a high of 12. It's 12 degrees at 1. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Austin Mackay. News is next at 2.
Quinte's new rock source, 91X, is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.